Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 26, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Incident cardiovascular events in women with left-sided versus right-sided breast cancer. A propensity score match study. Cardiotoxic effects of breast cancer therapies, including drugs and radiotherapy, are known to increase cardiovascular morbidity, particularly atrial fibrillation. This study precisely evaluated laterality-specific cardiovascular risks in women with left-sided versus right-sided breast cancer. Utilizing global healthcare data from the TrinetX network, the research clarified the specific impact of breast cancer laterality on incident cardiovascular events. Article number 2. Surveillance of left ventricular function among cancer survivors. Cancer survivors demonstrate an increased risk of heart failure, which is balanced by the risk of death from other causes, influencing optimal cardiac surveillance timing. This cross-sectional study investigated the association between cancer history and cardiac function across various follow-up periods. The research provided crucial data for determining effective guideline-recommended surveillance strategies for left ventricular function in this patient population. Article number 3. Amphiolimus-eluting versus zotarolimus-eluting stents in patients with diabetes mellitus and coronary artery disease. Extended follow-up of the SUGAR randomized controlled trial. Patients with diabetes mellitus receiving percutaneous coronary intervention experience an elevated risk of late adverse events. The second-generation drug-eluting stents in diabetes SUGAR randomized controlled trial compared amphiolimus-eluting stents and onyx zotarolimus-eluting stents in this high-risk population. The study reported the co-primary endpoint of target lesion failure at 2 years and extended follow-up at 3 years. This research provided critical comparative data on stent performance and long-term outcomes for diabetic patients. Article number 4. Outcomes of transcatheter aortic valve replacement in bicuspid versus tricuspid aortic stenosis with severe calcification. The comparative outcomes of transcatheter aortic valve replacement in bicuspid versus tricuspid aortic stenosis with severe calcification remained unclear. This study rigorously compared the safety and efficacy of transcatheter aortic valve replacement in these patient groups. Researchers analyzed 870 propensity score matched pairs of patients with severe calcification exceeding 470 cubic millimeters. The research clarified specific outcomes to guide optimal treatment strategies for aortic stenosis. Article number 5. Disparities in prescriptions among Danish heart failure patients. A national longitudinal cohort study. Angiotensin receptor neprilysin inhibitors and sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors hold a class 1 indication for acute and chronic heart failure due to benefits in symptom management, rehospitalization, and mortality. This national longitudinal cohort study investigated demographic, geographic, and socioeconomic disparities in the prescription of these essential medications for heart failure patients. The research identified patterns of unequal access to guideline-recommended heart failure therapies among Danish patients, highlighting areas for intervention. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.